We are long overdue for the sexual movement you are about to witness. Sex may be the focus, while self-esteem will always be the goal. You are entitled to your self-esteem. This show will help you access it. You are about to be truly enlightened and invited into a community that advocates genuine learning and growth on some of the most challenging, unique, difficult, fun, and vital issues of our time. It's time to listen to the expertise of those who have made sexuality, identity, sexual health, sexual lifestyles, and sexual discovery their passion and a significant part of their careers. Your host, Lindsay Levinson, is a sexual director and an evangelist for the rights of every individual to be free, to live as they choose. Lindsay invites expansive thinking as we explore this vast sexual movement right here on Straight Up Sex Talk. Self-esteem is at the core of who we are. Is sex always a part of that? Straight Up Sex Talk will inform you that sexuality and sexual health is directly correlated with one's self-esteem. On Straight Up Sex Talk, no topic is off limits. Lindsay intends to take Straight Up Sex Talk into areas of pain, pleasure, identity, equality, health, freedom, choices, safety, fantasy, fetishes, rights, and clarity around achieving bliss. This show will discover a global platform that allows us all to become even more open, honest, compassionate, aware, and enlightened about sex and sexuality. Remember, nothing is taboo. We deserve self-esteem at its best. It is time to change the world. Welcome to Straight Up Sex Talk. The movement has begun.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Levinson, and you're listening to Straight Up Sex Talk. Welcome. I am so excited that this show is launching. Yay. You're doing more than listening if you're here, because if you're tuning in, you are part of a global movement that is being launched. I so thank you for being here and for joining our community and for being a part of what is about to happen here. Did you know that by the time you're done finding this show at all the places it's going to be, it's 50 million plus listeners? What's this show about? What does it mean? Okay, so we have trouble facing our own sexuality. That's part of it. You know, what do we even like? What do we want? How do we want to be touched? Are we guilty about even thinking it or saying it? What about relationships? Do we struggle? I think we do, to face or discuss or even solve issues. Issues like, let's say, erectile dysfunction or a question, is bigger really better? I'm not sure. It may not be for some people, but can we talk about that? Does a girl want to perform oral sex? Does she say whether she wants to? If she does, is she doing it right? Is she doing it in a way that makes her happy? Is her partner happy? These are really interesting questions, but believe me, they're challenging, and we usually aren't addressing them. This show is going to be touching on relationships and sexual issues and questions. And what about aging? What about disabilities? Who talks about that? Well, we will. But now let's draw a line in the sand. Visually, do this for me. Draw a line in the sand in your mind, because there's another half, sexuality. Okay, the LGBTQ poly, and maybe more names coming up. Sexual lifestyles and the orientation your soul was born to be. Have you ever heard that be said? Because I came up with it. What's the orientation your soul was born to be? It's a tough world we face when we want to admit being gay or bisexual. Transgender, oh my gosh, that's tremendously challenging, and people have to face it. So there's a suicide epidemic going on between the ages of 15 and 30 years old, and let's assume why. people can't even decide who they are because they can't reconcile in their mind how they would do the next action if they actually admitted what they were thinking. And if they do decide, they might get shunned or kicked to the curb by people they really care about. So when you finally get brave and tell someone, then you get punished. Okay, this has to stop. This just has to stop. The court finally ruled that same-sex marriage is now legal in 50 states. I think that's worth celebrating. But here's my question. Why was it ever illegal? Why would a lawyer or a judge or politicians decide who we can love? Why is the Bible connected to laws and government? And why is procreation considered part of the legal world and rather than the scientific field it really belongs to? People, I think this has to stop. We're going to open our minds to those that have many beliefs, a lot of knowledge, diverse backgrounds, and these are going to be the people on this show. These are our guests. Do you want to be a guest? Do you have an opinion? Maybe you have a story, a cause. You know what? Contact me. My phone number is listed. My site is qualityforlifecoaching.com. Those are four words all together, no spaces, no numbers. qualityforlifecoaching.com. Or my email, lindsay@lindsaylevinson.com. But you know what? If you want to be on the show, I want you on the show. So let me know. You could start a thread on Facebook if the show compels you to do so. We could find the specific people with commonalities, even if you're on opposite sides. It still means you have a shared interest. Worth having a thread on Facebook to talk about. There will always be a straight up sex tip at the end of each show, and you won't want to miss it. So please, always stay tuned till the end. Remember to tune in to this live show because it's going to air Friday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific time and 11 p.m. Eastern. So you heard in the beginning, we're overdue for this sexual movement, and we are going to listen to experts who have made this a passion. And, you know, I'm an evangelist for the rights of everyone to live free, to be able to live as they choose. And I do feel that self-esteem is at the core of who we are. And I don't know that we really realize that. So we are really going to get to talking about that. It's really important that we understand it. I do intend to take straight up sex talk into the areas of pain and pleasure and identity and equality and clarity. And we need to really understand that a global platform is needed. We've got to have a place we can all come and address this. We do deserve self-esteem. So Straight Up Sex Talk is launching a movement. I do want to talk to you a bit about my credentials. I only want to do this once, if I can, in some detail. People should know who a show is being hosted by because, you know, why would you even listen? But it's not necessary to do it each time. I am a relationship counselor. I do have a practice. I have a comprehensive life coach practice, and I also manage that. Also, Illuminating Now, you can find me there. Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets on Voice America Variety. I am also on New York's number one talk AM station, and that's through iHeart. So 50 million listeners there. That is a group from CYACYL.com. That's Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life. That's a team of thought leaders run by Joan Herman. I do have my master's degree in counseling psychology. I'm also a certified relationship specialist, and that's through the American Psychotherapy Association. I have been awarded and certified through Pepperdine Law, conflict resolution and mediation. So those are things to know. I have built up a practice. I was an MFTI life coach. I have a private practice. I have very innovative ways through the past decade that I've created that are amazing and magical as to how to get people out of pain and allow people to have lives that they love. So wellness, gender diversity, sexual options, and just mental health and self-esteem are always going to be focused on. I do see clients locally in my Dublin office, which is a fabulous place to be, but I also do phone and Skype sessions. I can help anyone globally. Hit me up. I'm going to ask you, because I'd like this community to start to grow, please follow us on Facebook. And that's just facebook.com/, which you really don't need that part, but it's just straight up sex. Just straight up sex. Twitter is straight up sex. But to get that name, we had to make the X 3 times. So think of triple X, guys. That's just the way it worked out. Straight up SEXXX is Twitter. Of course, @ straight up SEXXX. And my site is qualityforlifecoaching.com. And it is very comprehensive. Check it out. There's also a site I want you to look at. And I very much want you to check this out. Passionate Potential. I'm going to say it again so you get that I'm not just saying passion. I'm saying passionate potential. All one word. .com. PassionatePotential.com. It's a site for safety, excitement, learning, and expansive options in the area of sexual choices and objects. So you're going to want to look at that. Audience, listeners, people, contact me. Lindsay@lindsaylevinson.com. If you have questions, contact me if you want feedback or you have feedback. If you have concerns, if you'd like to request a session, or if you would like the chance to be on the show or advertise the show, because we're going to have a lot of followers. I want to tell you today about our guest. This is my dear friend, and I feel always lucky to get to have her around in any situation where she gets to share her wisdom. This is Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. And I want to tell you, first off, jot down Jennifer Elizabeth Masters at blogspot.com. You're not going to find a blog like this. It's amazing and unlike anything you've seen with how informative and compelling this blog is. And from there, you can find a lot of other things, because Jennifer is the author of the book Orgasm for Life. So that is a book you want to get into your hands as well. Google that, Orgasm for Life. And, it, you know, I won't even tell you all the places you can find it. Just Google it and get it. For over a decade, Jennifer's helped thousands map out clear, precise direction in their paths towards spiritual development and personal enrichment. With Jennifer, highly attuned psychic abilities are something that she discovered in her youth, and she combines her natural ability, her life experiences, and her strong moral ethics to help people move beyond their old wounds and repetitive patterns. Jennifer offers an outside source of confirmation or validation that can be used in your everyday life. Her mission is helping others to empower themselves, to grow, to evolve. How good is that? Does it get much better? So people can co-create the life they deserve, with Jennifer being your co-creator there, writing up some designs for that. Jennifer believes that we all have the ability to create the life we want and deserve, and she teaches men and women to love and accept themselves unconditionally. She's fabulous at doing this. When they do love themselves unconditionally, they become happy with themselves and with their lives. As a nationally known speaker, having appeared on numerous occasions at different events, Jennifer has also been heard on numerous radio stations across the country. Voice America, Blog Talk, Women Are Worthy, CBS Radio, many other. Jennifer's even hosted her own radio shows. She is currently hosting the show All You Need Is Love. That can be found on bbmglobalnetwork.com. And you want to listen to that show. That's a fantastic show where she is sharing some great insights. That's through TuneIn Radio. So she's got 50 million plus listeners there. And you can find her Thursday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. But don't forget, she's the author of the book Orgasm for Life. And that is to bridge the chasm between men and women. It's been a total hit since it launched in the spring of 2014. I want to let you guys know that Jennifer's joined me as my guest on VoiceAmerica.com Variety. on my show, Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets, we have some incredible shows, but you can find them on this network, and you can find them on bbsradio.com/straightupsextalk, because the shows we've done are posted there due to the tremendous feedback we got on how sexually informative they were, and frankly, how fun these shows are. There's some laugh attacks. They go on the air, and believe me, you'll have a few yourself, but they are very informative. So that is what you need to know. Check out the shows, bbsradio.com/straightupsextalk, and scroll to the bottom. You'll find some of the greatest shows ever there, and you can play them. Okay, so we start. Oh my gosh, Jen, I am so glad you're on the show today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Lindsay, for having me. I'm delighted to be here with you.
It's always so great. And I'm just really excited for all of the education and the chance that, you know, we have to share. And so we have so many subjects that we could cover. I was looking kind of at today's subject matter thinking this should probably be a part two series, and maybe we need to shuffle the calendar a bit and make sure that we maybe do that, because today's subject is erectile dysfunction. So you are just a wealth of knowledge. And so I picked a subject, you know, people need help on this. And so let's just kind of start with what I think, at least word around town in my practice and in the world that I am in, is that aging is the biggest issue for this. Would you say that's true, Jen?
Most people think that as they age, they're not going to be able to get an erection. Most men think that, and a lot of women think that as well, and it's not true.
It's not true. Okay. So is it true at all? How does this become this myth? Is it not true because there's ways around it, or is it kind of you have to take proactive actions?
Well, it's kind of a combined thing, but if you take good care of your body, you eat a good, healthy, nutritional diet, you avoid sugar, you avoid smoking, if your lifestyle is healthy, you're going to be much less likely to have a problem with erectile dysfunction. And the other thing is that watching, because men, as they age, have a tendency to put weight on in their bellies. When men put weight on their bellies, it means that their arteries are getting clogged up. It means that there's fat on their organs. And when there's fat on the belly, fat on the organs, then the cholesterol is generally higher. And then high cholesterol can cause a problem with, you know, with heart as well. So when people start taking statins for high cholesterol, there is an issue. It takes some time. Doesn't happen overnight. But over the next weeks or months, while you're taking the statins for the cholesterol to minimize an issue, and I really have an issue with taking a pill for a problem that could be remedied with just diet alone, you know, the quick fix is not necessarily the best way. And what happens is then there's the statins cause a problem with erectile dysfunction.
Okay, so I'll start out by doing the disclaimer people need to do. Anything that Jen or I say, because I'll say stuff too. I've got always something to say on meds, ups or downs on that. There'll be something I chime in on. But, you know, always check with your doctor no matter what you hear on this show. If you are encouraged to get on a medication or get off one, you know, we are not MDs. And so be sure to be talking to your doctor about anything that, you know, you got inspired to do based on something you heard. But what I do hear, Jen, is that you're kind of saying that it's almost, it becomes sort of plugged in to the word aging, when really, as you get older, there become these things. Like, it is natural we don't heal as fast. It's natural we may not eat as well. It's natural that either we don't have the capacity to work as hard at the gym, or we just, you know, don't do it as much. Like, there's a lot that changes in actually how we maybe take care of ourselves, or I mean, that's just the whole process of aging. It just may be happening that your blood pressure is raising. So all these things are happening, and then you go to your doctor and maybe get on meds for these different things, you know, that maybe go with the process of aging, but it's through that that it's, so it's not necessarily the word aging. It isn't that you're such and such an age versus you may have the capacity to completely be able to have a fantastic sex life up till any age. But if you're having all of these medical things that then cause you to get on certain medications and things like that, you're saying, then that starts to link into your inability to perform. And then people just bundle it right under the umbrella of aging. Is that kind of right?
Absolutely. And you know, I agree with you, Lindsay, that I'm not suggesting that if you're on heart medication that you should stop because I say so. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is it's better to be proactive. It's better to take care of our bodies. And, it, you know, it's, gosh, I've noticed as I've gotten older, you know, the pounds kind of creep on gradually. And first it's 5, then it's 10. And the next thing you know, it's 15 pounds. And just watching that, maybe minimizing certain foods that we know are going to put on weight. Like, for example, cutting out the sweets, the desserts, the things that aren't good for you. And reducing the amount of carbohydrates in your diet.
No, Jen, don't say that. No, not to sugar, not to carbs.
Well, I know it's been a challenge for me, but I do find myself feeling so much better when I'm not doing all the carbs. You know, exercise, regular exercise is important too. And I'm not suggesting running. I am a big advocate of just getting outside and walking. Yeah. And having a dog to walk, borrow a neighbor's dog, but getting outside in nature and having healthy exercise daily will help in so many ways. But the other thing that I want to talk about is, you know, erectile dysfunction can start with just a thought.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What a great place to go, because you know, I'm all about the brain and I'm all about, you know, the subliminal and the subconscious and so many things that we do to ourselves. And some of it is actually pretty conscious. A lot of it, even while we're consciously thinking, there's a lot more going on in the subliminal that we don't even know. But talk to me about thought, because I'm thinking of so many people, clients, and, you know, just that I've come across through my work, that if anything happens where a man, and now we can go back to men in their 20s, for example, at that, this has nothing to do with aging, but they can't perform at a given time. They are really unhappy about it. And this could be a show unto itself about what happens to a man's psyche when he can't perform, when interestingly, a woman is actually pretty fine with it as long as the emotional connection stays very intimate and sweet. But it doesn't, because the man's psyche is so freaked out. He usually has some pretty strong reaction. But moving away from that show, just saying, if a man can't get erect, whatever happened, it logs as either a question for him, is this something wrong, a fear for him, oh my God, is this the new me? Like, do you agree that once the mind gets involved, now it can just become a self-fulfilling prophecy? It can become just something you've got to conquer, and it gets bigger and bigger if you actually are trying to conquer it. The more you try, the more bigger you're creating your own problem.
Right. It's like not thinking about the elephant when somebody says, don't think of an elephant. Once it's there, it can be challenging to put it into the background, and it becomes a downward spiral where they may think of it, have an issue with erectile dysfunction, not being able to perform, and then get upset, and that energy is locked in. It's locked into their physical cells. It's locked into the brain patterning. So shifting that and staying positive and not getting freaked out. There's another issue with erectile dysfunction. I've talked to men, young and old, that have told me that sometimes, on occasion, if they're single and dating, when they're with the wrong person, they can't perform. So in that psyche, in your unconscious mind, there could be something going on that recognizes this person isn't in alignment with me. This person isn't good for me on some level. Or maybe you're afraid of her. It could be as simple as that. And then you can't perform.
That's interesting. That's interesting. When you talk about, it's interesting to me to think about the two minds, because men are built with testosterone running through. So an opportunity for sex, or in the middle of having sex, you know, you would think that is just going to be what really is going to control the situation, that they're having a very strong testosterone drive and are going to want to complete and have that act be a reality. But that's an interesting concept, that a trigger, which I'll call a trigger, which is something, you know, in the subliminal, something deep down that, you know, is below, whether it's a repressed thought or, you know, just subconsciously, yeah, like maybe she's not right. Maybe it's the way she's talking to him. Maybe it's that she's not speaking at all and he can't get feedback if he's attractive or masculine or good at what's going on. And so he immediately defaults to, this must not be good, because most women moan or say something. Maybe she does say some words, but they just happen to be words that his mom uses. They're nice words. They're just a certain sentence his mom always says. So immediately triggers into, you know, the subliminal says, this is like your mother, you know, but the actual experience isn't, but the subliminal feeds that information, and all of a sudden no more performance is happening there. Do you agree that these things can happen?
Well, absolutely. Not only could somebody say the wrong thing that triggers that thought about mom or grandmom, maybe even worse, not that anything's wrong with grandma, but thinking about her during sex could be. But it could also be, you know, maybe she's performing oral sex and maybe it isn't the way he likes it. And maybe there's something that just flips the switch and turns him off. And once that happens, there's, you know, you might as well stop, go get some ice cream, make a banana split, and think about something different. Change the energy completely, move out of the bedroom, and, you know, just let go rather than trying to force something that isn't working.
Right. Okay. I love that you went there, because I kind of had started with that and said it's another show. And believe me, I think you and I, we absolutely could make a complete show out of what I'm about to say. But I was thinking, as you're saying this, okay, maybe there's a whole show to be made, but this isn't to be just dismissed either, which is what I began to say, which is how a man reacts. So you're saying maybe exit the situation and, yes, certainly, you know, putting a gun to your own head about what you better do or else, I mean, not a great approach for how you're going to get a result. But I also want to say to men, and I want to just kind of speak to men out there and say, truly, if you will believe me, and I just call it a Lindsayism. I didn't make this up, and this is a scientific fact. It's only a Lindsayism because I walk around the world saying it so much. Men are testosterone, women are emotion, but it's scientific. So while you believe that performance makes you a man, while you know that it feels masculine and fantastic, while you know that if you make a woman have an orgasm, these kinds of things are how you define what make you you and what make you a great man and these kinds of things. If you could understand and believe me when I say that women are emotional, and it isn't that they don't have needs to be met, but they want to hug you. They want to, if you're in love, they want to love you. If they're dating you, they want to know you still have feelings for them and they can still rub your back and, you know, you'll be okay. they don't want sex, the actual, you know, the actual act of penetration or whether your penis could get erect, they don't want that to define whether you two are going to make it in this world. And so a woman is much deeper emotionally. She just wants to know, would you be there if she cried? Would you pick her up on the side of the road if she got stuck? I mean, there's a lot deeper things women want to know about what makes a man a man. And so I'm speaking to the men only to say, please think about when you can't perform or it's not working. It's not the time to get angry. It's not the time to jump out of bed and run out of the room and, you know, get in your car and drive off and those kinds of things. Not only because it's not so nice to the person you're with, but that she's actually fine with you. She would love, women are nurturing and pampering. She would love to put her arms around you and say, sweetie, you know, let's just make out. That would, you know, that would feel awesome right now. You can let go, like Jen is saying, let go of anything to do with penetration so there's no pressure on you, but move in to the intimacy that you are already with. What do you think about that, Jen?
I love it. I absolutely love it. What you're saying about women is true. I've had this experience myself and recently even, and the man that I was with had taken Cialis. And what's interesting is I didn't notice any difference with it. And, you know, I, of course, personally, I can't try Cialis, so I can't tell you from personal experience, but I don't know that it really makes much of a difference. But my reaction was, it's okay. You know, let's just lay here and talk for a little while. And, you know, after we talked for a little while and, you know, did a little kissing, next thing you know, there was no problem. So just doing something else and knowing that it's okay no matter what, that your relationship does not depend on you getting it hard right then and there. Just let it go. It's just one time.
Right. I love it. And I think, you know, we're so, and as I think you and I, Jen, just always, we inspire each other's thinking to the next thought. And it's a fabulous reason that we have our own chemistry on why we can help the world. But I want to say also to men, and I'm talking to women too, but while you men, because it's really proven, and I really feel for you, my heart goes out to you. I get it. I mean, if this defines masculinity and you can't pull it off, you do feel like crap. Okay. I mean, it makes sense. But remember, not just, again, please be nice and someone else is in the bed too, and, you know, all the basic courtesy and manners things. But I'd like to just point out what makes a woman feel like a woman. If you could just stop and hear that while you have something that makes you feel super masculine and you rock as a man, right on, what makes her feel beautiful and sexy and precious is that she's needed and valued and wanted, and that she can step up and take care of you when you, as the strong man, might just need to be held or have your hair pet or just make out again because you're a great kisser. You know, she may need to do that so that she can tap into her beauty. And so I'm saying there's two of you who need to tap into your masculinity and your femininity. And so remember, I'm not just saying be nice to her. I'm saying it serves you. It serves you to go ahead and tap back into her femininity. Let her do the things that make her feel most needed, wanted, valued, and beautiful. And it will trigger your masculinity back into place, which is kind of often what Jen just said. You never know what might just kick itself up because you're being treated like a man by a really feminine woman. So I think we're both saying the same thing, but I would just ask Jen, do you back that up?
It's about the love between you. It's about the connection, and the sexual part will be there. You know, if this moment didn't work, there'll be another one. Maybe it's 10 minutes from now or 20 right. minutes from now or tomorrow. So not hanging your hat on this one moment.
Right, Right, exactly. I don't mean it'll kick itself back up in that moment. That very good point. Very good delineation. I'm glad you did that. It just means it starts to correct in your head that you are a man and you feel good, but maybe all you're doing that night's making out. But it's a good memory that helps you keep your self-esteem intact. So we are going to go to break, and I appreciate you listening. There's a lot of issues that can cause erectile dysfunction. A lot of them are medical. Jen brings, again, just a wealth of knowledge. So please stay tuned. We have a very brief break, and we'll be right back.
We are long overdue for the sexual movement you are about to witness. Sex may be the focus, while self-esteem will always be the goal. You're entitled to your self-esteem. This show will help you access it. You are about to be truly enlightened and invited into a community that advocates genuine learning and growth on some of the most challenging, unique, difficult, fun, and vital issues of our time. It's time to listen to the expertise of those who have made sexuality, identity, sexual health, sexual lifestyles, and sexual discovery their passion and a significant part of their careers. Your host, Lindsay Levinson, is a sexual director and an evangelist for the rights of every individual to be free, to live as they choose. Lindsay invites expansive thinking as we explore this vast sexual movement right here on Straight Up Sex Talk. Self-esteem is at the core of who we are. Is sex always a part of that? Straight Up Sex Talk will inform you that sexuality and sexual health is directly correlated with one's self-esteem. On Straight Up Sex Talk, no topic is off limits. Lindsay intends to take Straight Up Sex Talk into areas of pain, pleasure, identity, equality, health, freedom, choices, safety, fantasy, fetishes, rights, and clarity around achieving bliss. This show will discover a global platform that allows us all to become even more open, honest, compassionate, aware, and enlightened about sex and sexuality. Remember, nothing is taboo. We deserve self-esteem at its best. It is time to change the world. Welcome to Straight Up Sex Talk. The movement has begun.
Hi, it's Lindsay Levinson. I am your host here on Straight Up Sex Talk, and I am so glad if you're still tuned in. Thank you. Thanks for making it through the break. The best stuff's always in the second part of the show. Do we do it on purpose? Probably, but it's good stuff. We have Jennifer Elizabeth Masters here today. She's the author of Orgasm for Life, but she's a lot more than that. She is, you know, an advocate for health and sexual wellness, and she's got credentials up the wazoo. But today, you know, we are really focusing in on getting some data from her about health and wellness because the subject is erectile dysfunction. And so, you know, we want to know some of the reasons this happens to men. And more importantly, we don't want to leave you hanging with just a sad story of, oh, poor men and oh, well. We want to give you some maybe options, things to think about, maybe things to bring to your doctor. If we bring up anything regarding medication, I'm disclaimering right now, if we bring it up, take it to your doctor and ask what your doctor thinks about what we said here on the show, if you like the idea. Jen, I hear depression is a reason. I mean, that makes sense. Lots of your body doesn't work right when you suffer from depression. But then there's a lot of medications. That's really well known, I think. Certainly SSRIs, things with serotonin, you know, create a change in your libido, create your inability to either have an erection or maybe even have an orgasm. But can you speak to any of that? Maybe any other medical issues and, you know, meds connected to issues, things like that?
Well, antidepressant medications definitely lower libido in both men and women. So for both, antidepressants will just about cut your libido into a third. Valium is another one, Xanax, and Flomax. Older men are taking Flomax because they're not urinating completely. And I'd really like to talk about at the end of the show an alternative to that. But heart disease, high blood pressure, any kind of medication to reduce blood pressure, when you think about it, what does that do? You know, you need to have that blood flow in the penis to get an erection. And if you're taking blood pressure medicine, it does the opposite. It lowers the blood flow.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, I'm going to be interested in alternatives. I did want to make one little mini, Lindsay chime in here, which is, and again, go to your doctor. I'm going to say it over and over. I'm an advocate for Wellbutrin. Antidepressants, they do include, I mean, you're talking about dopamine, norepinephrine, adrenaline, and serotonin. These are the key components. They may have other components as well. Serotonin is the biggie that is changing the chemistry for all folks, as Jen talks about. Wellbutrin is what I believe to be the only antidepressant out there that is norepinephrine, adrenaline, and dopamine based. There is no serotonin component in there. So I will make this statement, and you can see if your doctor believes this is true. You will not have any side effects sexually with Wellbutrin. You also won't have weight gain and the things that serotonin drugs do. So are there reasons your doctor would not believe in taking it? Absolutely. And I could tell them to you, but that's not what this show's about. But please know that drug stands alone and it's used for many things, but it is in the antidepressant field and it stands alone as the one that would not affect you sexually, nor would it with weight gain. So just wanted to throw my two cents in on that. Jen, let's start talking about alternatives then. I mean, because again, blood flow and low blood pressure and high blood pressure, you know, yeah, we can't just tell people you make total sense. You know, if you turn down the flow, okay, that could be a problem, but we can't tell people to get off the drugs that could be saving their lives. What are some alternatives? What are you thinking about?
Well, raw cacao or raw cocoa is really good for expanding the arteries. It gives you better blood flow. Raw organic garlic, you know, eating that, of course, it does make your breath smell, but it's really good for the heart and it does lower blood pressure. Pomegranates are another. The pomegranate juice is really good. It is a natural Viagra, guys. So remember that pomegranate.
Wow, interesting.
Spinach is another one. Raw spinach rather than cooked. It has natural nitrates in it. Really good for you. So are raw walnuts. Now, I have a special little thing about the Flomax. Instead of taking Flomax, and again, speak to your doctor, but you can find this on YouTube, and I've done it too and given it as a remedy for my clients. Asparagus, you can saute it, barbecue it, grill it, whatever. Eat a big plate of asparagus and drink half a can of regular Coke. Now, I don't advocate drinking soda at all, except for this. But the combination of the asparagus and the Coke react together and they clean out the urethra. When the urethra is cleaned out, yes, you can urinate more fully, but guess what? When you have an orgasm, it's a lot more powerful too. So that's another one. Watermelon, eggs, red wine, a little bit, not a bottle, and fresh raw oysters. All of those things are really good for helping naturally.
How do you learn these? I mean, where in the world do you, you know, have you taken classes? How do you know about asparagus and drinking Coke? And that's fantastic. How do you know this stuff, Jen?
Well, one of the things that I studied besides herbs was traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and that sort of thing. And so I have used these remedies on myself, and even taking a plate of asparagus, just pee before you eat the asparagus and then see how your urine flow changes after you eat asparagus. Makes a huge difference. Huge difference. Yes, your urine smells a little funky, but you know, it's definitely worth
always.
It. Asparagus is so good for you.
Right, right. No, that's, I mean, these are just fantastic. And so pomegranate, I mean, that's a new piece of data. I love that. I'm going to do some YouTubing myself on that one. So pomegranates and pomegranate juice. So that's a natural Viagra? I mean,
yes.
Really?
Yes. It raises testosterone better than Viagra does. it increases the activity of nitric oxide synthase, which is in erectile enhancing medications.
This is so great. I hope you out there listening understand the value of what you're getting with Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, these kinds of things, which would take me back to, just going to be a side note, I'm going to throw a promotion on Orgasm for Life. I'm not even saying these facts are in there. Some are, some aren't. But when she presents data, it is valuable. It's the kind of thing you want to grab her book, because there's lots of data in that book that's valuable to every single human on the planet. So, but these things are just amazing. And you know, this kind of health, this kind of ability to look at alternatives is something I think the whole world is interested in and wishes that we could find things, and certainly hopes that they're real. So do you recommend these to your clients?
Absolutely. And I eat them myself. Not that I have a penis, but they keep me healthy too.
Do you have a mustache or like hair on your ass or anything like that at this point with the pomegranate?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Because you know that testosterone, I don't know. Do you do pomegranate therapy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Does it change you in any way as a woman?
It definitely, you can feel the difference in your body when you eat like fresh berries, fresh raspberries, blackberries. The antioxidants are so good for you.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense. That's awesome. That is just truly awesome. And what about spinach? People talk a lot about spinach. Is there anything in that, that besides just being a healthy, you know, kind of whatever, maybe a power food or something that might help?
Well, I recommend a green drink in the morning. I know a lot of people out there are still eating cereal. I have cut out all cereal, and instead I have a green drink, and I have raw spinach, raw kale, a carrot that's cut up, a piece of celery. Let's see what else. Oh, I throw in some chia seeds, maybe some coconut water, and I blend that all up and I drink it in the morning. So, you know, you get your kale and your spinach raw first thing in the morning. It's really a power start to the day.
I would like to hire you as my personal chef. So let's talk about that later. But okay. that is something that may be on the books here. I want to talk about prostate massage only because you talk about it. It's in your book. People won't think about it and don't, and really have no clue, even for lots of reasons. So I'm just going to say those words, prostate massage, and then I'm going to tell you, go. Like, we're on erectile dysfunction right now, but we could be on cancer, we could be on prostate, so talk about that, would you?
Well, I want to kind of bridge that subject with, do you remember the joke about the two men that were out on the trail and one man is urinating and he got bit in the penis by a snake, and the other one did some research to find out what was going to happen, and he comes back and he says, because he learned he had to suck out the poison, and he said, I'm sorry, buddy, you're going to die. So prostate massage for some people who don't like their ass touched could be an issue, but it is the fastest way to get a man erect. And what does it mean? You put your finger, whether you have a glove on or not, inside, gently inside the anus, and you go just gently, maybe an inch and a half to 2 inches, you're going to feel something that feels like the end of your nose. So sort of like that, if you touch your nose, that's what the prostate feels like. And you don't poke it. So it's not like fingering a woman. You gently massage it, and the man will get erect within minutes. It is a very pleasurable experience. Of Wow. course, you want to arrive clean, and you know, if you want to evacuate with a flush, you know, some sort of a flush before you have sex, that would certainly alleviate any fear that something might come out that you don't want to. But prostate massage is very healthy for men. It is what a doctor does when he checks to see if you have an inflamed prostate. You know, that check for prostate cancer, the finger up the butt. And, you know, the doctor can actually express ejaculate that way if he presses on the prostate. So it's a very quick way to make a man hard. And it can be extremely pleasurable.
That's incredible, because I know you've talked about it. And we're going to have to get to the close of the show. I don't know how these shows fly like at the speed of light. I'm positive there's a part two for this, but that's a good place to end because it's something to consider and it really is regarding your health. And that's what Jen brings. And so I just want to say, as I only give you a brief minute to, you know, hear me say, thank you so much, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, for being on the show today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate you having me. It's always a joy.
It is. It really is. You know, today we've covered a lot. We have begun a sexual movement, and I want you to really hear that. It is a global platform that is being created here to discuss challenging topics. And these are topics regarding sex in relationship and sex alone, and to discuss the LGBTQ poly. And mark my words, there'll be more words, but the LGBTQ poly community and how our world needs more education and we need more compassion. And let me tell you, I will boldly say we need more tolerance. We're losing lives because we are behaving with ignorance. We might not realize that, but you know what? That's what ignorance is. We don't really realize it. And then when people take their lives, we get more interested. Enlightenment is needed, and I will boldly also say a change of perspective is an emergency. Today's straight up sex tip, here it is. Join this movement. This movement is happening with or without you. Behaving with wisdom and compassion is karmically correct. You can believe your religious beliefs. Feel free to do that. You can be adamant about procreation or scientific needs or scientific theory. Feel free. This show is about the human factor. People learning who they are sexually. That's very personal. People getting their needs met. Totally personal. People living lifestyles of any kind that allow for health and love and relationship. Not just personal, but vital. Freedom of choice should be allowed, and we should get support from others who are not walking in our shoes. Why would someone not support us when they haven't walked in our shoes? We get to choose who we love, and we get to choose how we live. Join the movement that stands up for that statement, and join the movement that stands up for that cause. It's about life, and it's about love, and it's about longevity. Longevity of joy. Can you join that movement? Straight Up Sex Talk is that movement. I'm so thankful to Jennifer Elizabeth Masters for being on the show. She is just seriously, she just is so knowledgeable in so many areas. We are going to be having her on, I think, a lot based on what she brings. Find her Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, BBM Global Network, BBM Global Network. All you need is love. That's her show. You're going to want to hear it. Stay safe. Stay sexy. Stay secure. Check out Passionate Potential, all one word, passionatepotential.com. There's customer service there. Your confidentiality is protected there. Guess what? A return policy actually exists. There's an 800 number, and you know what? Someone's going to answer it. There's good discounts. But here's the thing. I think if you shop in one place, that's vital because you will not be bombarded by all the sexual pop-ups that will literally consume your computer. So you can pick any site you want. Choose where you want to shop. Be safe. I highly recommend, though, that you pick one site and don't scroll all over the net or it will pay you back. But check out PassionatePotential.com because it is fabulous and organized and fun. I'm your host, Lindsay Levinson. This is Straight Up Sex Talk. Find me at QualityForLifeCoaching.com. Thank you once again to Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. She is the author of Orgasm for Life. And to you listeners, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us. Please join us next week. In the meantime, I really want you to think about what's been said here, to realize you have joined a movement. You're going to change the world. How great is that? How good should you feel about yourself? And if you want to be on the show, as I said, for any reason, please get in contact, because I'm interested in every one of you that's listening right now. And I'm interested in what you think and anything you have to say. So today's a great day, and I hope we offered value to you. But in the meantime, have an exhilarating week. And remember, people, the movement has begun. Thank you.